First Line Report, news and analysis. I'm Dan Rather, CBS News White House correspondent. Good Monday morning. Some future Americans and their parents. A report about some people a long way from Washington after this.
Sir, I'm taking a survey.
So?
Have you heard of ITW?
Ideal Tinfoil Waters?
No, Illinois Tool Works, a problem-solving company that invents things.
Oh, invents things. You mean like Marconi and Da Vinci?
No, like automatic self-drilling screws for the construction industry, made by ITW's Buildex division.
Dynamite.
Or Hycone Division's plastic carrier for six-packs.
Hey, I can relate to that.
Well, can you relate to a high-speed, four-color proofing press for the printing industry?
I'll try.
Well, their Vandercook Division came up with that.
Gee, ITW's so innovative and clever, I think they should change their name.
Really? To what?
Oh, well, maybe Associated Inventors and Manufacturers of Really Clever Stuff. Inc.
Well, that says it, but it sure wouldn't work on their song.
ITW has a song?
I'm glad you asked.
Thomas Wolfe wrote, "You can't go home again." Sometimes you can. A reporter tried it over the weekend and came away feeling better. Let's face it, what has been happening in Washington these past few months is depressing. However one feels about the many scandals dumped under the catch-all word Watergate, a hard fact cannot be dodged. There has been in Washington, at very high levels for many months, a daily diet of deceit. Such deceit corrupts, it also depresses. So almost any escape from it might be expected to give one a sense of refreshment, if not renewal. In this instance, the reporter's escape was attendance at a high school graduation and a chance to talk with a few farm folk. The graduation exercises were those for a large high school in a tough part of town in a big city. Integrated now, black, white, and Chicano, a lot of these kids work their way through school, I mean all the way through. It isn't unusual for one of them to have been on his own since age 15 or 16. They are not born to privilege or place. They are part of the rabble and proud of it. Their parents are mostly people who work with their backs and hands, and they are proud of that. The president of the senior class gave a little speech about how each student shouldn't forget how much sacrifice his or her parents had made for support through childhood, how each student had an obligation to work for his country and his fellow man, and what a danger hard drugs would remain after high school as they had been in school. The class president and many of his fellow students, in private conversations, spoke knowingly of the Washington scandals. They spoke more in disappointment than in anger. It was more a feeling of having been terribly let down than anything else. They made it plain they are disgusted and that they are determined not to have it happen again. These students live and work 2,000 miles from Washington, in an area that gave President Nixon an overwhelming majority in the recent election. The parents this graduation night expressed disappointment with Mr. Nixon, but their comments in general were not nearly as tough on the president as those of their offspring. The more important point may have been, however, parents and students alike knew about Watergate, had thought about it, and were in no mood to have it brushed aside lightly. Then there were the folks from near the Big Thicket. These are country people, never have been anything else. After the graduation exercises, the reporter had a chance to catch up on their thoughts. A fellow named Hook and Bull Hale Jay from up that way is one of the reporter's all-time favorite people. Hook and Bull Hale Jay is an old man now and doesn't pretend to keep up much with the daily news, but Hale Jr. does. Now, Hale Jr. has a justified reputation for being a no-bull sort of fellow, minds his own business, works hard, is interested in cows, football, and mama, keeps up with the news some, and is hard to fool. Doesn't watch television or listen to radio much, but word from the Big Thicket is that Hale Jr. has been taking a special interest in these scandal hearings. He's been watching and listening very closely. Hasn't said much about how he feels concerning it all. When asked, he mostly grunts and allows us how he wants to see and hear more.
We certainly go with me.
Three high school graduating class and the view from the Big Thicket. Down home, people have got their heads working more than a lot of Washington types give them credit for. That, more than anything else, sparks the reporter's sense of refreshment and renewal. Now, please, this message.
You've tried everything, haven't you?
Yep, rain. Yep, salt. Yep, fleet. Yep, hailstone.
Yep,
grease.
Yep,
detergent.
Yep.
You see, nothing can crack the hard, chill finish of turtle wax.
I haven't tried the sprock yet.
He must have forgot to turtle wax the windshield.
Nothing can crack the turtle's back. Hey, nothing can crack the turtle's back.
Quick now, describe turtle wax's hard shell finish.
Quick.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Blinding.
Bright.
Listening.
Glittering.
Dazz sparkling.
Luminous.
Fiery.
Flash.
Fantastic.
That was quick.
Thank you.
Nothing can crack the turtle's back.
If I told you I turtle whacked my car in 25 minutes to give it 25 weeks of protection, what would you say?
I'd say, wow.
Well, I did turtle wax my car in 25 minutes, and I got 25 weeks of protection.
Wow.
Turtle wax
in liquid or paste. Anything else is mock turtle.
Dan Rather on First Line Report from CBS News.